takes the kick. He likes it again. He's a genius, this kid. Gone to Maloney. Wide to Ed O'Carr. Ed O'Carr dives over to score. What a try.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk all things rugby league.
Oregon's day, Dixie Blossoms on the scene, and Dixie Blossoms takes the lead at the 100 and draws away from El Dorado Dreaming, and here's another Coolmore Classic for Ron Quinton. Dixie Blossoms beat El Dorado Dreaming. I think Princess Posh third in front of Mizzy, then came Aloysia.
Yeah, Dixie Blossoms at 23-1 for Ronnie Quinton there, winning the Coolmore Stakes. And we signed Damien Cook up as our football expert, but I think we should have signed him up as our racing expert, because he carried the hopes of our listeners, and weren't they happy on Monday morning when we walked into the office with the emails and the phone calls? All it was Damien Cook, how good he is. But I tell you what, TK, it's easy tipping one 23-1 winner. It's about going back to back with your tips, and that's the challenge that Damien Cook faces. Good morning, Cookie.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Now, we're going to get another tip off you, and we haven't G'd you up either. So we won't get it just yet, but Dixie Blossoms, why were you so confident?
I just watched it a couple of weeks ago, and I really just picked it because of the name, to be honest. And then I was looking at the form.
Don't tell people that.
No, that's all I did a couple of weeks before that. And then I just had a look, and I remember popping up again in the form guide, and I liked how it ran. It came a close second, I think it was, so just backed it. But I didn't think everyone else was going to trust my judgment, but I'm glad they did.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't worry. We can. And now, as Laurie mentioned, the pressure starts up. Dixie Blossom's form was pretty good, but the Rabbitohs' form was pretty good. What came out of the wash-up for round number one, mate? Really good win against arch rivals, the Roosters. I imagine Wayne even smiled.
Yeah, he did. He was pretty happy in the sheds after. And what we found from that game is what Wayne talks about, is just worrying about ourselves and probably... We played that game really well. We went away from our game plan a little bit and let them back in the game. But once we got back to it in the second half, we really felt like we took control of the game and never in doubt. So it was a good performance. But it is early days, and obviously it's round one, and it was wet conditioned as well. So I just hope we can play some good footy again, just worry about ourselves again, high completions, and just work on our defence close to our line. There was one try we let in there close, and we can't be letting easy tries in like that. So that's probably one of our work ons moving forward.
Yeah, plenty of intensity in the game again. And Angus Crichton, your former teammate, came in for a bit of extra attention. Cody Walker, calling him a traitor. That's all good part of the game, isn't it?
It was all good fun on the field. Those two used to rip into each other at training, obviously being on opposite edges. So they're always very competitive. And obviously, it was just two rivals going head to head, and Angus is a young rooster from a young age. He's so that's the club he wanted to play for. So that's up to him. But it's just a good battle on the field, I think, and it was good for the fans to see the real passion of the two teams and how much hate they got for each other. So it was all good for the game. Everyone should just move on, leave on the field.
You're getting the Dragons off a very, very short backup for them, really. They've had to go to North Queensland, play the Cowboys. That was a real bruising affair in really wet weather as well, Damien. And you guys have had a pretty normal week. What have you concentrated on this week?
Yeah, we've actually had a pretty light week coming into Thursday. The rain hasn't helped our training as well. So we went and trained off-site on one of those synthetic ovals on earlier in the week. So we haven't had a full training session either, so... Hopefully we'll get a good captain's run in today. Again, Wayne, we haven't seen much footage of the Dragons. Still early days, just worrying about what we're doing on the field. So just getting that right first. So hopefully, like I said, get a good captain's run in today and we should be right to go.
Yeah, it's a tough start for you guys. More so coming up against your arch rivals. Like one week you got the Roosters and then the straight into the Dragons. So it's a good chance to see where you're at.
Yeah, it is. We obviously had those two teams in the semi-finals as well, so and had two big battles against them then. So I think starting off with the Roosters round one's the best way to do it. You want the premiers, you want the best side, you really want to see where you're at. And we got a good guide last week and thought we played some really good footy, and there were some certain things we brought into our game that we didn't do last year and that worked. So hopefully we can do that again. It's just about being consistent. It's one of Wayne's big thing throughout the years, just staying consistent and playing good footy week in, week out. So that's what we'll be looking to do tomorrow night. Hopefully we can just get some dry weather for all footy on the weekend and see some good games.
Yeah, we saw Greg Inglis return for his first game this year. He didn't play in any trials, but he started on the right side of the field. Is that something that we can expect going forward, or was that just a one-off?
No, I think that's what we can expect going forward. Couldn't believe he was there for round one. He's done a lot of work behind the scenes to make sure he's got his body right. Now he just has to get game fit, and that's along with everyone. But putting him and Gags on the same side, it's a pretty deadly side there, plus when we had such a strong left-hand side as well. So very confident in both our sides. We can attack both ways, and Greg is only going to get better and better. But I thought the way, just to have him on the field, I guess, was good for us. It was good for him to be back playing footy. But just to have Greg on the field, you sort of get a bit of confidence out of that.
Yeah. And what about yourself, mate? You were happy with your performance?
Yeah, I really was. One thing I've been trying to work on in the off-season with the coaches is game management and not overplaying my hand. And it was a bit wet conditions, and I obviously was looking for my running game, and it just wasn't one of those ones where it was going to be a lot of movement for me, so I wanted to make sure I put the forwards in the right position and make sure I'm getting those guys around the park, and I felt like I did that well, and the coaches are happy with that, so hopefully I can keep building from there. And I was pretty happy.
Little good, every week's a challenge, I know personally, Damien, but you've got Kevin McGuinness up against you as your opposite number, and of course at one stage you guys were at sort of loggerheads as being the next hooker, the next rep hooker off the bench. You got the head start, but he's a worthy opponent come the weekend.
No, he is. Me and Camo, we're good mates, and we enjoy training together as well. We both want the same things out of footy. We both want to be playing at the top level, so I've got a lot of respect for Cam, and I know how hard he trains when I used to train beside him as well. So I love coming up against him and playing against him as well. He's a tough competitor. He puts his body on the line and always very competitive in everything he does. So I'm looking forward to coming up against him again. But like you said, I think he's one, very good hooker in the game, and it's keeping me on my toes. That's obviously New South Wales jersey we competed for last year. And I was lucky enough to play it, but I'd love to do it again. But he's definitely the one that's going to be a reason if I don't get that chance again. So I'm looking forward to putting a good performance against him.
Yeah, you're probably lucky this week that Wayne just concentrates on South Sydney. I mean, you're coming up against the Dragons, traditional rivals who have been strong over the last couple of years. They didn't start the season that well last weekend. They're missing a few of their key forwards. So it's just a matter of not underestimating the Dragons because they were, in that semi-final last year. You just beat them, but they were undermanned and they nearly pulled your pants down.
Yeah, they were. They probably last year we probably went in a bit more confident in that semi-final, thinking it wasn't going to be that such a closer game because we were playing some really good footy. And we can't underestimate them. I know Tyson Frizzell's obviously he's not going to be playing, which is for a hooker on the opposite side, it's a great sign because he's one of my favourite players to watch. And I can't stand trying to tackle him because he's so quick and fast and big. So like Tamalo on the weekend for them. So. Look, we just got to make sure we don't underestimate him. I think Josh Kerr, I think, is coming to the side. I think so, and he's played the Indigenous All-Stars with you, Laurie, and played good too. So we can't underestimate him. There's still 13 guys on the field that we've got to stop. And we've just got to execute our game plan to make sure we get the job done.
Cookie, what did you think about the way the referees went about their business over the weekend in your game, but just generally? Does it feel different as a player out there on the footy field? And do you think it's better?
Yeah, to be honest, at the start, I didn't realise what the penalty count was, and I didn't realise it was as low as what it was. But when you think back now, thinking about the game, it was flowing a lot more. Yes, we had a lot of errors probably in our game, which probably made up for those, those penalties, those stoppages. So if we get a dry track and high completions, I think that's when we're going to see, the refs letting the game flow a lot more. That's when we're going to see the effect of it, and players getting a lot more fatigued as well. So hard to tell just now.
All right, mate. It's that time of the day. We need a winner. Our listeners need a winner, mate. Have you got anything for us at Rose Hill or Melbourne on the weekend?
Well, I feel obliged to go in the slipper after, and we've got some money in the kitty after last week.
Beautiful. There's no pressure, mate. There's no pressure.
We'll send it round again.
We could go safe with microphone, but times of rain, we're going to get you some money back in your pocket, so... we'll jump on that again. $15, $15.
Right. Time to rate. Have you backed it before?
No, I haven't. It's 1-2 in the soft track, so it's going to be wet. We'll see how we go.
Gary Portelli.
Well done, mate. We wish you all the best with the Rabbitohs and also with Time to Rain in the Slipper. You're going to have a big group of mates with you backing Time to Rain, no doubt, with the Slipper.
Are you going out to the Slipper, mate, given your play on Thursday?
No, I won't be going out there. We've got the boys are playing the reserve grade that are playing the Dragons at Redfern. So I think we're all going to go down there and watch the boys run around there on the weekend.
Okay. You get your Sky app out, mate, the Tab app, and you'll be able to watch it on the phone.
Will do, mate. Cheers,
well done. Good on you, Damien. Damien Cook there. So he's gone with Time to Rain, number 3 in the
Slipper.
You
reckon he was as confident as a bit Dixie Blossoms last week?
I thought he'd actually done some form and some homework. Then he just said he liked the name.
So did I.
I thought he was a genius, and now he's just plucked it from the ether.